Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey girl, hey, welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. So here's the deal. I have a 2-hour talk radio show, The Taylor Strucker Show, Monday through Friday, that's available live from 8 to 10 a.m. EST, and then available for download to listen to whenever you want. But it's a subscription-based show. Hey, running a live radio show ain't cheap, honey. I do, however, realize that some people can't or simply don't want to pay for content. So I pulled some of my favorite bites from The Taylor Strucker Show for you to nibble on. I hope you love it. Hey, girl, hey, welcome to another episode of Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. So today we have a clip with the fabulous Lori Bergamotto. I love Lori so, so much. And I also love nothing more than talking celebrities with Lori, because Lori's been in the industry for a minute and she's actually like met a lot of celebrities. And I'm like a super negative Nancy when it comes to celebrities. Like I always say I wear like diarrhea color glasses, and like other people in my life wear rose color glasses. So when it comes to celebrity, I'm always like erring on the side of like bashing them and like being super hard on them. And Lori's always like erring on the side of like caution and being like nice and being forgiving and like giving them the benefit of the doubt. So anyway, take a listen to this clip where we talk about, what do we talk about? Oh, where we talk about Anne Hathaway. I mean, she is a debatable one for sure. So I was in Florida last week.
Right.
And yeah, last
I'm
Wednesday.
Girls. I know. Girl, hold up.
Girl.
I listen to the show and I follow you. So don't sit here and act like I just came in from 36th Street or wherever.
I'm doing it for the fit, for the audience. Maybe they missed it.
All right. Fine.
Unlike Lori, not everyone listens every day.
People listen. They know what's going on with you.
They do listen.
Loyal fan base.
Okay, so I'm in Miami, and Tay and I are like laying out day one. It must have been Wednesday because we left super early, and the day's going great. We were at Soho House, which is a little bit of a celebrity magnet, but wouldn't think really in Miami. New York, sure. L.A., deaf.
Oh, see, I would think in Miami. I feel like Soho House anywhere is... It's Soho House. Like,
so Tay is like the celebrity scanner, my girlfriend.
What do you mean?
She literally, so like I have an amazing eye for real estate. Like if there's a house that was used in a movie and then it's used in a different movie, I'll be like, that was in this movie.
Got it.
I love real estate.
What a fun, weird talent.
It's really weird and really useless. So Tay's actually a little bit more useful.
Okay.
So Tay has this face scanner for people, for actors.
Okay.
So she'll be like, oh my God, we'll be like watching a movie and it'll be like some obscure actor. And she's like, that person was in episode 3 of Sopranos season 4. And I'm like, what?
She's like a walking IMDb.
Literally. It's crazy. But it also, the skill manifests itself in real life as well.
Okay.
So when we're out, she can spot a celebrity in 2 seconds. So we were laying out and she was like, oh my God, Vanessa Hudgens just walked by. And I was like, shut up.
That
so I roll
so
over because we're just laying out by the pool. And she walked by and I was so unimpressed. She was just normal.
She
would have walked right by me and I would have never noticed her. And but homie was looking for attention. Let me tell you, honey.
Mean?
She was looking around, walking real slow with her stupid sneaker night sneakers on, her
she
Skechers.
Like posing for pictures that nobody was taking.
Precisely.
With her Skechers.
Precisely. And I was like, girl, you're not famous anymore.
She is. She's in that new movie with what's her name?
Oh, really?
Nina Dobrev.
Oh, good for her. Congratulations, girl.
Oh,
get it.
God.
Okay.
So
no, but that's not who it's about. So that was just a little, that was just like a little shade ball I wanted to throw out there.
But
the
why is
real
that
celebrity?
Why is that scary?
Because the real celebrity that we saw was Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
Who is a very frequent Soho House Miami South Beach goer.
Now, remind me, you used to hate Anne Hathaway.
I mean,
don't hate her anymore.
You mean the world? Or well, you mean me specifically?
You specifically. I know how the world felt. I've read all the think pieces.
The world hated Taylor's Anne Hathaway.
Right, but then they got over it. There's like a whole piece about how people are over the Hathahate, as it's referred to.
Hathahate.
So you had it bad, but then I feel like you came around a little bit.
I had Hathahate for sure because
it's like a support group. Like, my name's Taylor. Like, I've Hathahate.
Well, like the rest of the world, I breathe oxygen. So
poor Anne Hathaway.
I had a Hathahate. But, excuse me.
Oh, man.
Slow death right here. Yeah.
Seriously.
But I never really had a, like the rest of the people with Hathahate, I didn't have a reason. A strong reason. Yeah. She just annoyed me.
I like that you qualified that. You're like, well, I had my reasons. They just were not valid.
They weren't that valid. I'm still quantifying. So she's just a, you know, she is. She's just a theater nerd.
Yeah.
She's a theater
nerd.
But
I would think you would like that.
Oh, I do. But no. There's a spectrum of theater nerddom. Okay. Like
totally.
There's like theater nerds. And then there's like kids who are just like overly dramatic and like annoying and like sing opera in the hallways. That's right. Anne Hathaway.
Right.
In my mind. Yeah. But I will say watching her in real life, she was lovely. Lovely to her nanny. Lovely to the staff. Lovely to her husband. I felt like she was acting.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah.
I felt like I was watching Anne Hathaway in a movie of Anne Hathaway at Soho House in Miami.
Did you see
But I felt bad for her. Everyone left her alone because
it's Soho House.
Soho House people know the rules and you know celebrities going to be there and like Gigi Hadid like walks through Soho House New York all the time. It's like you can't go up, you can't say hi, you can't take a picture, it's against the rules, you'll get kicked out. It's a whole thing. But I just felt sad for her and felt like she was under such a friggin' microscope. And I felt like a part of it was just the nature of her job. I felt like another part of it was like a byproduct of like her own like she was more concerned about being in Hathaway than anybody else was there.
Yeah.
But then again, we were watching her. So was she really irrationally
real meta?
Seriously, right? And I was like watching her / not watching her. I was trying to be respectful, but at the same time, I was curious. And it felt like going to like the celebrity zoo. I felt like I was on Celebrity Safari. But I felt
let's pitch a show called Celebrity Zoo.
I'm in, honey, in. But that was the thing is, I felt really bad for her. I really did. Like I was like, wow. You know, once you hit a certain level of celebrity, there ain't no going back. And she was like, listen, she looks great. She looks great. But she was walking around with a muumuu on, which I so support because I'm a muumuu wearer. But, you know, then Taylor and I were like, is she pregnant? And then she took her muumuu off and then it was like, no, she's not. But it's like every move a celebrity makes, they're just so they're under a microscope.
Right. No,
and
totally.
I just kind of felt like, God, I bet she never gets to fucking relax. And she has to always like have on a brave face and like be getting along with her husband and be like being the perfect, because she has a child now.
Yeah.
Being the perfect mom and like making the right faces and like giving the child enough time. But then the nanny's there, so got to be nice to the nanny. And it's like got to be nice to the wait staff. Like she can't have a goddamn bad moment.
No, and if she does, it has to be in private with people that she totally trusts.
And I felt so bad for her. But then I'm like, why are you with the Soho House?
But where do you want her to go?
I don't know. Well, she wasn't staying there, which was so odd. So that was the weirdest part, because then Tay and I were like, why would she come here? Because, you know, people, again, you know the Soho House is like a celebrity magnet.
Right.
So you're kind of like, there's a lot of looksy-loos. That's what I call them at Soho House.
But also, I mean, Soho House, I think, and I don't know this for a fact, but a lot of celebrities do go there. And part of the reason that they do go there is because to be able to get into a Soho House, you have to have achieved a certain level of either success or financial security to be able to go.
Yes.
You know, it's not like the person who's panhandling on, you know, 9th Avenue also going to Soho House.
I'm eating ramen to keep my Soho House membership.
No, I'm not. That's not like a commentary. You know, whatever. I'm just saying it's not for everybody.
Right.
Like the, you know, Marriott South Beaches or whatever.
Right.
It can be expensive.
And it's like, a private club.
It's a club. And there are rules. Just as you mentioned, there's a certain level of etiquette. And I think that's part of the reason celebrities go there is because they feel sort of protected.
Right. But she wasn't staying there. So then Tay and I were like, huh. So if she's not.
How do you know she wasn't staying?
Because we saw her leave. Like after the day at the pool with her nanny and her child and her husband. And not like leave for dinner. Like leave like moo-moo. Moo-moo, wet, like wet underpants, Moo-moo. Well, not underpants, bathing suit. That'd be really weird if she was, that's, everyone's like, why wasn't that the story that she was swimming in her underpants? She was not in her underpants. She was in a bathing suit. I don't want to start that rumor. Anyway.
Let's start it.
So let's. And I saw Anne Hathaway swimming at the Soho House in her white cotton underpants.
Stop it.
Just kidding. It's a lie.
It's so good.
It's a lie.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm getting so conflicted about the whole way that we treat celebrities because we demand so much from them, right? We're like, we want the truth. Like, don't give us that PR spin. We want to see the real you.
What's underneath that moo-moo? Are you pregnant? Yeah, give me your life.
We want all of it.
It's crazy.
Right. It's nuts. Like, we have no boundaries. Entitlement to their lives. Like, they don't owe us anything.
Right.
But then on the flip side of that, But as soon as they are themselves, right? As soon as they're like vulnerable or they tell the truth about themselves or they say like, you know, I had postpartum or I have to work out really hard or whatever it is, we're mad. Like everybody scoffs and is mad. Like they're like, we think we want the truth, but then when we actually get the truth, everyone loses their marbles. Like they're just like, how dare you? You don't have to work out. You have a personal chef and it's your job to look good. And it's like, well, yeah, that is their job. You demanded the truth from them. You got it. And now you're pissed off.
So here's a question.
Figure it out, society.
Do we love celebrities or do we hate celebrities? 844-825-5367. For real.
How do you answer that, though? Like,
I can answer it, I guess, just by this Anne Hathaway moment. Because I felt such a spectrum of emotions.
Okay.
It really ruined my day, quite frankly.
And her wet underpants.
And I hate her again.
Oh,
she
God.
Ruined my day.
No,
I'm kidding. I ruined my day because I'm psycho. So I was like watching her, not watching her. I was so overly concerned about her knowing I was not watching her. Psycho!
Except that you were.
But I clearly was to know that she knew I wasn't watching her.
Right. You got her,
I was
Taylor.
Also drunk, so let's get real. I probably wasn't doing a great job of my spy game.
You were probably like total full on staring at her from a photo.
I was probably
like,
Taylor!
I'm not looking at you, Anne Hathaway.
You're not important to me, Anne Hathaway. Meanwhile, it took up like 45 minutes of my entire day. Poor thing. Just God.
So wait, but before you get into the celebrity, whether or not you love them, can you tell me where you are on the Anne Hathaway spectrum?
And of all people to see, right? The most hateable one. So the most confusing of all.
Yeah.
I don't hate her.
Good. I think that's good.
Taylor Strecker does not hate Anne Hathaway. I feel like she is a real human and I feel bad for her. I feel like she feels like she has to act like a movie star.
Right.
And she doesn't have to, but then again, yes, she does. So, like, we've created this impossible environment for Anne Hathaway, and I feel bad for her. And I don't know why she's so hateable, because as I'm talking about her, I'm like, I hate Anne Hathaway. I am confused. How about this? I used to be confused about Meghan Markle, and I would call her Meghan Markles.
Yeah.
I'm over that. Yeah. I am full-blown team Meghan Markle. I know her name. I know her last
you know
name's
her
not
name
Markles.
Now. Right.
You have a pair of her overalls, which is fantastic.
I do. I gotta bust those back out.
I feel so bad for Meghan Markle. Her dad is such a shitbag. I feel so bad
for
her.
Okay, wait, hold on. Go. Can we? We're getting off course here.
No, I'm right on. I'm ready. I'm exactly where I intended to be. I literally got like 2 hours sleep last night. I'm exhausted.
You were like, and more on that Meghan Markle. I'm like, wait, when did we start?
So no, but no, I shifted from hating Meghan Markle
to liking her.
Not liking.
Loving. Oh, you love her now?
Because I feel like she's a real bitch. That's a compliment. And I feel so bad for her family situation.
Right. They're garbage people.
Yeah. And I feel just like so sad for her. And that's such like a real person thing that she's going through. And so I'm like, you're beautiful. You're American. You're biracial. You stand up for women's rights. You're a great role model. And you're royalty now. Like, you are a real life American dream. You are, right. And you're a princess. And I'm proud of her and what she's accomplished in life. And I want the best for Meghan Markle.
Okay. And Markles.
I don't want anything for Meghan Markle.
You know there's some girl living in the country named Meghan Markles who's like, Taylor Strecker loved me and then hated me and then loved me again.
But I will say that Anne Hathaway.
Oh my God. You're
I'm
so
very
confused about her.
Did you never hate Anne Hathaway?
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
I did hate her.
So how did you get
and
over
then,
it?
And then there was so much backlash to her. Like, everybody hated her so much. Like, I feel like it was a slow burn, right? Like, some people hated her. People were like, she's super dorky and annoying. Yeah. And then
Princess Diary, she's a dweeb that becomes a princess.
Right.
Kind of like Meghan Markle.
Oh my God, don't. Let's just leave that where that is. In England. But then I feel like after she won the Oscar for, what was it, Les Mis?
Oh God, she was so annoying.
That's what she won it for, though, I think, right?
Honestly, your memory is way better than mine when it comes to
stuff.
I'm
pretty sure. But then the speech that she gave, the
acceptance obnoxious.
It was too much. That set me over the edge.
Okay, so her speech was like her acting, like the way she thought an actor should receive an award, correct?
Right.
Okay, so I think that that's why people don't like her. Thank God we're getting there, okay?
Yeah.
Because I think that she acts.
She tries too hard.
She's a try hard. Yeah. And it's not authentic. And authenticity is king for now. It's trendy, right?
Yeah.
It has been for a while.
But I think that, like, there's also a spectrum of authenticity. Like, yes. And I struggle with this all the time.
It's Jennifer Lawrence, I feel, is so authentic.
She is. But I don't feel like... Here's the other thing. It's like, not everybody can be Jennifer Lawrence. Like,
why?
Because you... I hate to bring up unicorns again, but not everybody can be one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, you think unicorns are murderers.
Right,
so.
But people are like, you're so special. You're a unicorn. Be a pineapple. Like, there's all these, like, friggin' sayings.
Pineapple.
You've not heard this one? Mm-hmm. Oh, please. There's somebody that I know who says it all the time.
I feel like I want to throw a pineapple at her head. Yes. You want to turn her into a pineapple. Oh, if you were a unicorn, you would
slice her up.
That sword on your head.
You know who I'm talking about.
To turn her into a pineapple.
We'll talk about it off the air.
I can't wait to take a break.
But this person is like, be a pineapple. Be prickly on the outside and sweet on the inside and wear a crown. And I'm just like, nope.
This is, I hate. And I bet when you tell me who it is, I'm going to be like, oh, I double hate that person. Because then I'm going to know in real life how much I hate this person.
Anyway.
I'm so excited for you to tell me, Althea. Anyway. I cannot wait to take a break.
But that idea of being like so unique is flawed. Because with Instagram and Twitter and all of these social media platforms where we think that
people... Be special.
But everyone's trying to be the same version of special.
You know what was so interesting?
That nobody's special.
Mandy Teefy, who is Selena Gomez's mother.
Oh, okay.
Had her on the show. She's a fan.
Oh, yes.
Of the show.
I always forget her last name.
Yeah, so because she got remarried.
Okay.
So she's no longer Gomez.
Yeah, but she loves Taylor.
She loves me. Yes, she loves me.
Thank you. I don't know why I started referring to you like you weren't here.
Well, I get confused now that my girlfriend's name is Taylor. I was like, how
you
does
were
she
like,
know Taylor?
No, she doesn't love Taylor, Donnie. She loves Taylor Strecker.
I'm like, another one? Another person loves other Taylor more than me? I'm sick of this. I used to be the best Taylor.
Girl. You're my Taylor.
Thanks,
I love
girl.
Taylor D.
Thanks, girl. Thanks,
but
girl.
But you're my Taylor.
Yeah, we are in a competition, me and my girlfriend.
Well, I also have a babysitter named Taylor, and I kind of love her more than I love you. But no.
I'm so sick of everybody being named Taylor. I'm changing my name to Scarlett. Okay, anyway.
Good luck with that.
I know, right? No one's. People are going to be like, no, Anne Hathaway. See how I brought that back? Okay, so I feel like... Wait, what the fuck was I saying? I'm going to
Mandy Teefy.
Thank you. Mandy Teefy said... We were talking about, I think we were talking, oh, we were talking about suicide because of her show, 13 Reasons Why.
Right.
And she was saying that the issue, suicide rates are off the charts for every age demographic for the first time in history.
So sad.
And I said, what the hell is it? And she said, I'll tell you what it is. Everyone's saying, I gotta be so fucking special. And she said, not everyone's special. And that's me, Selena Gomez's mom, saying that, which has impact because her daughter is, by all accounts, special. Correct?
Yeah, totally.
Beautiful, talented, special. But this is a mom saying, not everyone can be special. And she's also not the mom of just Selena Gomez. She has another child.
Right.
So this is a mom, you know, who probably has to deal with this on a regular basis, you know, telling child number two, you don't have to be your sister. Not everyone has to be special.
But
you can just be.
Right.
But we live in an interesting time. Like when kids used to grow up, all of me, all of you, elder millennial. That's like my new commitment to.
I don't have a generation.
I think
I'm
you're
an
Gen
Xennial.
X.
No, I missed Gen X by like a year and a half.
Well, then I'm also probably an X.
No, because
I'm an elder millennial.
You were born in the 80s, right?
I'm a geriatric millennial. I was 83. Yeah, I am 83.
Yeah, so you're a millennial.
But I feel like when we grew up,
right.
It was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And kids were like, the president. A doctor, a lawyer, a doctor, the president of the United States of America, an astronaut. That was a big thing in the 70s.
Oh, yes. Astronauts. Sally Ride, like, I feel like the Challenger, the tragedy, like the when the Challenger exploded, that like stayed with kids who were my age.
Yes.
And everyone's like, I'm going to try to write that, you know, like write that wrong.
Yeah. When I grew up, I was like, I want to be an astronaut that wears a diaper and drives across America and tries to murder her lover's girlfriend.
Oh my God. That was not when you were growing up. I just, do not even pretend that you're only like 16.
Wanted
right now.
To reference that.
Yeah. So it's like one of my favorite stories.
It's the best.
Can we do
like fucking next astronaut, Lori?
Let's just bring that back. Let's
greatest
just,
mind.
Like, tell the whole story because there are probably people who don't know.
Right.
And let's just start from the beginning and talk about it because it's one of the greatest stories of all time.
Next week, anyway. We'll do an entire topic on like crazy psycho women.
I'm not here next week, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay. So in a year. We'll talk about crazy psycho women. Like
it's
women like that woman who I have still yet to read an article, this article in Vanity Fair on. The woman who pretended to be like a socialite. I know.
What
I know.
Are you doing?
You know what? I'll read it today.
You won't, but you should.
You know me well. I'm totally full of shit. But like kids used to be like, I want to be like some real job.
Right.
And now kids say, I want to be famous. And that's not a career. That's not a thing. That's a byproduct of a specific career. Like, even if kids said, I want to be an actor, or I want to be, honestly, even if they said, I want to be a reality TV star, at least it's a thing.
Right.
But, like, I want to be famous for what? Yeah. For why? And so I do think this idea of special and being unicorns or fucking pineapples or whatever the hell that is, I think it's a thing. Like,
right.
That's destroying society.
Can I?
But back to Anne Hathaway.
Wait, but can I ask you a question? Yes. Because I'm curious to hear what you have to say about this.
Yes.
When I say not everybody has to be special, I mean it as like not everybody has to be an influencer, famous, you know, a culture shapeshifter, like, or a game changer. And I think everybody is special in different ways. Like, you might be good at math. You might be a really great swimmer. I don't know. Like, I think everybody has something that they're good at, and that can make you special. But I think today, we all think being special is the equivalent of having, you know, 100,000 Instagram followers or whatever the equivalent of that is. Like, special doesn't necessarily need to mean famous.
Right.
But that's how we all view it.
That's how we quantify it.
Right. And yep. I think that's what bothers me is I'm like, if every single person who's on social media is an influencer, then nobody's being influenced.
Right.
There's too much noise.
Right.
And I also feel that way right now. Like, there's so many influencers, and I'm like, why is this person an influencer? They're doing the exact same thing as these other 40 people.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? And so That's what I'm saying. Like, not everybody needs to be special in that way. But I do think there's something to everybody is special, but in their own way. The actual definition of the word special.
Well, I remember my mom used to say to me growing up, like when I was jealous of girls with skinny legs, yes, that's what I was jealous of. She would say, I hate people with skinny legs. So she would say to me, I wish I were you.
Like, you're dating one of them.
No kidding, because I'm a masochist. So anyway.
It's like the unicorn. You're mad at it, but you love it.
You got it. Sometimes I just look at her legs and I'm like, they're a part of my body. When they're crossing over my body. It's a sickness. Anyway, my mom used to say, people, God, she would say, because I was raised Catholic, right. God gives everyone a special gift. So everyone doesn't have everything. So if you're envious of somebody for having X, well, maybe you have Y that they wish they had. It's like grass is always greener. But anyway, but I think there's some people that God gave all the gifts to, and it's not fair.
But I think whether or not you believe in God, I do think that's true. Like, you always get something. Like, no, there's not going to be, like, you're not going to be, like, a total crap person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you will always have something. And it's up to you to, I mean, this turned into Oprah all of a sudden.
Yes.
But it's up to you to, like, figure out what that is and then use it for the greater good.
Well, moral of the story is Anne Hathaway is a real person. I feel bad for her / still kind of hate her. The end.
/ she swims in wet underpants.
/ she wears underpants when she swims. That's a lie. I want to be clear. I just want to take a real quick break to give it up for our sponsor, Poshmark. I love myself some Poshmark. I spend hours on Poshmark. Okay, so anyway, here's the deal. Go to Poshmark, download the app. It's free. And if you use the code TaylorStrecker, you're going to get $5 off your first order. And honey bunny, let me tell you about all the glorious things on Poshmark. So I actually have a Poshmark closet. You can go there. You can shop. You can buy the things I post on there if you want. But I mean, my closet's good, but guys, Poshmark is like my favorite place to shop. I am so obsessed. So right now I have my eye on this gorgeous Gucci black wallet. It's got like that signature like green, red, green with like the gold hardware, and it's black, and it's just like, it's just delicious and supple, and it looks friggin' brand new, and it's only $250. Don't steal from me. I'll get really mad at you. And also, I have such a deep obsession with the Chloe Drew bags. Oh my God. Stassi has like a million of them, and I want to steal all of them from her, but she won't let me because they're like her babies. And they're, you know, Chloe bags are expensive. They're like $1,500 to $2,000. Anyway, you can get yourself some great deals on Chloe. If you're obsessed with Chloe bags like I am, the Chloe Drew bag, you can get yourself some great deals on Poshmark. I mean, listen, it's still a Chloe bag, but you can save hundreds of dollars. And they literally are like gently worn. They look just like brand new. Stassi, I'm going to have a collection as big as yours. Watch out, girl. Anyway, go check out Poshmark.com. Download the app for free. Open your own store. Sell your stuff. Buy new stuff. It's just a beautiful place to live. Poshmark. Okay, guys. Now, back to the podcast. I get crazy. I get excited, and I say insane things. I have to say, seeing Anne Hathaway in person really did make me like her a lot. Sometimes I just, like, get crazy and excited. I'm kind of like, I don't know, an annoying child at their birthday party. And I just, like, once I get off on a tangent, I can't, like, pull myself back and, like, calm down. I really do like Anne Hathaway. She seems so normal and so nice. And, God, it made me think about celebrity. And, duh, I'm in this business, and I've been in this business for a minute. And, you know, I hope to grow my career and grow my business. And a part of that means that, you know, I mean, fame and notoriety is a measurement of success in this industry, period, end of story. You know what you're getting yourself into when you're, you know, somewhat of a public figure. I mean, I guess because we're an audio, we're a little bit more behind the scenes, if you will. We don't get as much face time. But there's still a level of, like, notoriety that, you know, I think people in audio, whether it's radio or podcasting, want or expect to come with their future if they are as successful as they desire to be. But, you know, watching her, I kind of was like, I did have a moment where I was like, damn, it's kind of nice to have a little bit of privacy and have a private life, you know. I get recognized like every once in a while, and it's like the biggest thrill of my life. And while we're on the topic of it, if you see me, like, I don't know, like at a restaurant or at the airport or something, like give me like a hey girl, hey. It gives me such a thrill. I love it so much. But I did have a moment where I was like, there's like success and fame, and then there's like being a movie star like Anne Hathaway. And I feel bad. It's like, Taylor and I were talking about, actually, after we saw her, and she was being quite lovely and quite normal. And, you know, I just felt like she is just so aware. Every time she stands up to go to the bathroom, every time she takes a walk with her kid, because, you know, kids make noise, kids run around, kids draw attraction to people. And I just was watching her being like, I feel so bad for her, because it's like, she knows, everyone knows who she is. And she's kind of has to, like, she's on display every day. So I don't know. I think we all in this world kind of want fame and to be special and, you know, attention. And that's just the culture we live in. But then when you really see it, like, in real life, I don't know. There was, like, I'm not going to say a sadness to it, but I felt compassion for Anne Hathaway. I was like, girl, use rich and use famous. And, yes, I would love those things. But you definitely, you pay a little bit of a price for those things. And I don't know. I just, I had a soft spot in my heart, a moment for the person that is Anne Hathaway. But girl look good in a bathing suit. Well, I'm gonna just like say that for the record. Anyway, have a great one, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Taste of Taylor. We've got some great episodes coming up the rest of this month, of course. And also, we have a little surprise coming for you in September. A little revamping of Taste of Taylor. So get yourselves excited, ladies. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast, like it, review it, share it with friends and family. Let's make this thing a monster. Let's get me Anne Hathaway famous. Okay, enough of me. I'm annoying. Bye, guys. Have a good one. Hey, girl, hey. Did you love this taste of me? Want more? Then make sure to go to taylorstrecker.com to subscribe to The Taylor Strecker Show for hours and hours of me entertaining your ass. Content with this nibble? Well, then I'll see you next Monday. And make sure to subscribe to the Taste of Taylor podcast and follow me on social media at Taylor Strecker.